Throughout 2017, the planet Venus has been the guardian goddess of the dawn. But now that we approach the darkest time of year, this goddess, also known as the goddess of love and beauty, has completely disappeared from view. So does this mean we have to live without love for a spell? The news of the day can certainly make it seem that way. But there's a deeper mystery written in the sky right now, and it's here that we should cast our imaginations. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, although it's much disputed, there's a myth that claims that Venus is the mother of Cupid. These are their Roman names. In the ancient Greek, they were known as Aphrodite and Eros. Now, one of their stories is that they were chased by the monster Typhon, so they transformed themselves into fish, bound themselves together with a cord so they wouldn't be separated, and jumped into a river to hide. The gods were pleased with their devotion and placed them in the sky to commemorate their love. We know these fishes as the constellation Pisces, and in the sky they appear bound together by a beautiful starry cord. Now, in ancient astrological tradition, the planet Venus is exalted in Pisces, which means its energy of love and beauty is given its greatest or its most ideal expression here. So even though the planet of love and beauty won't be visible for us during the darkest time of year, the constellation that exalts her ideal will be visible throughout the season. But still, it's not enough to just transfer our sense of love and beauty from a wandering planet to a fixed star. The two represent different stages of love, one more wayward and the other more cosmic or heavenly. In Plato's philosophical text Symposium, he described two types of love, which he called Aphrodite Urania, or noble love, and Aphrodite Pandemos, a common, more base or meaner love. So in departing from view this season, the goddess of love and beauty seems to be leaving us with a choice for either an expression of love that is base and mean or a love that is higher and greater. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.